Protests as U.S. dedicates Jerusalem embassy. President Trump vows to help Chinese firm. Volcano poses new threats in Hawaii.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. A dramatic shift in Middle East policy is playing out today as the United States opens its new Israel embassy in Jerusalem. The move from Tel Aviv has touched off deadly protests and threatens an already fragile peace process. CBS's Robert Berger joins us live from Jerusalem.
Israeli troops are firing tear gas and live ammunition as thousands of Palestinians hold violent demonstrations on the Gaza border. Protesters are trying to break down the security fence and storm into Israel. At least 18 Palestinians have been killed. The Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza is playing the spoiler as Israel celebrates the opening of the U.S. embassy here in Jerusalem. The American delegation includes Ivanka Trump and her husband, Mideast envoy Jared Kushner. Jerusalem is decked out with Israeli and American flags, and Israelis are praising President Donald Trump as a great friend of Israel.
There is a respect for him and an expectation that he means what he says, and that is an extremely valuable thing to have in a president.
But Palestinians say Mr. Trump has put the last nail in the coffin of the peace process.
Trump is fanatic and extremist, and he is not a good president of such a superpower like America.
The Palestinians say President Trump stole their capital and gave it to Israel. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
Well, President Trump has indicated on Twitter he's working with China's president to keep the country's ZTE telecom firm in business. The company had said it would cease operations because of the U.S. government's recent trade restrictions. We're live this morning at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
One of the world's biggest smartphone makers, ZTE, was targeted by the U.S. last year for shipping equipment to Iran and North Korea in violation of American sanctions and then lying about it. Last week, ZTE said the U.S. actions prohibiting it from purchasing key American-made components crippled its operations. Over the weekend, President Trump tweeted that he and Chinese President Xi Jinping were working together to give ZTE a way to get back in business fast. Too many jobs in China lost, he said, adding he'd instructed the Commerce Department to get it done. That brought a rebuke from California Democrat Adam Schiff, who said in his own tweet, "You should care more about our national security than Chinese jobs." The White House later clarified the president expects the Commerce Secretary to, quote, exercise his independent judgment. One theory here is that the president hopes by giving relief to ZTE, the Chinese will back off their new tariffs on American agriculture. Steve?
Well, the foreign ministers of Iran and Russia have met discussing the U.S. pullout from the Iran nuclear deal. President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the accord, and Secretary of State Pompeo said on Face the Nation he hopes it can be renegotiated. CBS's Cammy McCormick joins us live from the Pentagon.
That's right, Steve. Pompeo said he's hopeful in the days and weeks ahead that a deal can be worked out that protects the world from what he says is not just Iran's nuclear program, but its missiles and its malign behavior. But the White House is at the same time threatening tough action against anyone who does business with Iran in the meantime. That might include sanctions against European companies. That was hinted at by National Security Advisor John Bolton, and that could create a lot of tension between the U.S. and its allies, many of which are still trying to convince President Trump to change his mind.
And Cammy, what's the latest on North Korea about a month before President Trump meets with Kim Jong-un?
Well, Pompeo has said only time will tell how these negotiations will proceed, but that the U.S. has its eyes wide open. He said the U.S. will need to provide security assurance to Kim Jong-un to reach an agreement. North Korea, he says, will have to get rid of its nuclear weapons in a permanent and verifiable way, and the U.S. might then help that country strengthen its economy. Pompeo says that might involve the private sector, but John Bolton said Pyongyang should not look to the U.S. for economic aid.
That's CBS's Cammy McCormick at the Pentagon. A major restaurant chain is reporting a data breach. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us with more on that.
Well, for now, Chili's Bar and Grill thinks the data breach only affects customers who paid online between March and April at certain restaurants. The malware scooping up debit and credit card numbers as well as cardholder names. The chain and its corporate owner have called in forensic experts to assess the scale and the source of the leak. For now, their advice to anyone who's paid for a Chili's meal online is watch your accounts for dubious activity. Steve?
The concern near the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island only continues to grow with the discovery of more than a dozen new fissures in the ground. CBS's Carter Evans is covering the story.
We were out there as fissure number 17 was breaking open. It was amazing to see. You could see the steam blasting out into the air, and you could smell all the sulfur. You could see some flames and an orange glow from the lava making its way up to the surface.
Experts say they expect an explosive eruption of rocks and steam soon as pressure builds up. Lava's already claimed dozens of homes. There have been new evacuations. The talk of Washington continues to be the reaction to a White House aide's mocking statement about the ailing Senator John McCain. CBS's Steve Dorsey joins us live from D.C.
Steve, McCain is suffering from brain cancer, and sources say he was the target of White House communications aide Kelly Sadler, who dismissed his objection to CIA director nominee Gina Haspel in a private meeting by saying it doesn't matter because he's dying anyway. McCain's friend, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, responded to those remarks on CBS's Face the Nation.
John McCain can be criticized for any political decision he's ever made or any vote he's ever cast, but he's an American hero. And I think most Americans would like to see the Trump administration do better in situations like this. It doesn't hurt you at all to do the right thing and to be big.
McCain is opposing Haspel's confirmation, saying she's refused to acknowledge torture's immorality. McCain himself was tortured as a POW during the Vietnam War. Steve.
Gasoline prices are rising. Industry analysts expect they'll continue to go up. Against that backdrop, millions are putting holiday travel plans together.
I'm Peter King. AAA says the number of Memorial Weekend travelers crowding airports and highways like this one promises to be the most in more than a decade.
More than 41 million Americans are projected to travel this Memorial Day weekend. That is a 5% increase than we saw in 2017.
The Auto Club's Tamara Johnson says nearly 37 million people will drive. That's up nearly 4% from last year, despite the highest gas prices in 4 years.
We're really looking at a strong economy. We see that consumers are more confident, and so they are spending more.
Johnson says lower hotel, airline, and car rental rates are helping as well. Top travel destination, Central Florida. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
At the movies, Avengers Infinity War topped the box office for the third straight weekend. It's now the number 5 release of all time, and it just opened in China. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.